Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Protecting Main Street from Wall Street. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson on Extra 106.3.
I would argue that when you have a retirement plan, that you need to have it personally tweaked for your situation. Some people need a growth plan. Some people need protection plan. Some people need an income plan. Some people need all three.
It's time to pull back the curtain and expose Wall Street for what it really is. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
404-640-5511. Always online at unleashyourmoney.com. Thanks for listening to Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson, all powered by the Hoffman Financial Group. My name is Mark Owens, and coming up, it's one of the most overlooked aspects of retirement planning. We'll discuss that and how the six P's could benefit your bottom line. We got that plus a lot more. But first, Eric Johnson, how you feeling? Are you still stuffed? Ooh. Are you still grazing?
Ooh.
Yes, a couple of days.
I did a lot of walking after our meal.
Better than me.
You know, you got to burn a calorie or two.
Walking back to the fridge.
Yeah, my goodness. You know what? Like, maybe it's just me getting older, but now I've sequestered myself to a plate.
A plate?
A plate.
So you just do one.
I just do
one. On Thanksgiving, on Thursday.
Look,
you had one, no leftovers, no round two, no round three.
I'm not doing, so I'm an ex-offensive lineman, everybody, and the struggle is real. My whole life, I've gone up and filled the plate up multiple times, and now I'm understanding finally after 44 years of overeating on Thanksgiving that I don't want to feel that way when I'm watching the football game. I want to be enjoying the football games, not thinking, oh my goodness, keep me away from sharp objects, I'm going to pop, right? You know, so I've got a plate and I fill it up one time.
What? You know, who are you? It's the one day of the year where you get a free pass.
I know.
To be miserably full.
Listen,
on Thursday I was miserably full. And then about 4 hours later, when I went back for another round, I got miserably full again.
So here's my plan.
Okay.
Right? So my plan, I've been
all
executing
about having
for
a plan
couple
with
years.
Eric Johnson.
Got it. I'm a nerd. Okay. I plan my food now. Okay. I can't help myself. It's what I do for a living. But my plan is get all the flavors in once, but don't make your pants explode, right? Because I'm going to go back and I'm going to make a sandwich.
Okay.
Right? But I also want to enjoy the sandwich. So I'm okay with having a bigger sandwich later and just getting all the flavors in and not overeating, because then it also opens up the gap for other things. Like, I don't know, alcoholic beverages, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because those are also probably involved when you're watching a football
game.
You're
not wrong.
I mean, you know, some people like to do that. You know, I try it once in a while. So
if this is not the true definition of Eric Johnson, being a financial planner, everything is detailed. Everything has a reason behind it. It's not like slopping on everything into one plate. You're like, no, we're going to do this so we can position this over here so we can be set up for here.
I know.
Because there's an opportunity for this later.
It's a fault I have.
It's not a bad thing.
It's a blessing and a curse. What can I say?
You're a better man than me. So speaking of, you withheld from this conversation because the average American who did indulge on Thanksgiving Thursday, how many calories do you think they had? So the average American consumed how many calories during Thanksgiving dinner?
I mean, I think we're going Olympic swimmer daily calorie, like 8,000.
4,500.
Whoa!
4,500. All right, 46 million turkeys gave their life so that we could enjoy.
Thank you, turkeys.
Thanksgiving. How much do you think we spent collectively across the country on those 46 million turkeys? So with inflation this year, how much do you think we spent?
Okay, 46 million turkeys. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we went $100 million in turkey.
$605 million.
What?
We've said it before, $2 a pound now.
God.
Thanks to the bird flu and inflation.
I cook the turkey. I forget how much it costs every year.
All right, so here you go. So you sit down at the Thanksgiving table on Thursday.
Yep.
You put your hand on somebody you love or the turkey if that's what you love.
Always put a hand on the turkey.
Always put a hand on the turkey. Thank you for being you and being in front of me. What do you think was the one thing most people were thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Family.
Family, number one.
Got to be
down,
it.
Every year.
If you're not saying that, you know, we got to have a talk.
That's right.
Okay. So we got, family.
Health.
Health, got it.
Until I get done eating, I was like, I hate my life decisions.
Was the third one their financial advisor?
Not yet, sixth.
Oh, that was sixth.
Yeah, you were sixth. Family, health, friends.
Okay.
Memories.
Love it.
And number five, I love this, personal freedom.
Personal freedom.
So enjoy that.
Yeah. No, listen, I think that kind of is in all the first four that they were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, like it's, I think the number five is pretty much all encompassing personally. I
totally agree. Having a little fun here as we get things started here on Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson. We'll get to some conversations about your retirement plans in a couple of seconds here. But so this weekend, of course, kind of kicks off the Christmas season for shopping.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Black Friday being yesterday.
Oh boy.
So how much do you think we collectively across the country, what about you? Do you shop online? Does your wife shop? What do they do? How do they?
Does my wife shop online?
I just
online?
Opened up Pandora's box on this one.
Let me tell you something, buddy.
Sorry about
you
that.
You know who's really scared right now? All the box cutters in my house. That's the box cutters are like, okay, it's on. Like, you know, we're getting used literally every other day now. I may or may not have a stack of boxes going to the recycle bin in my car right now.
Yep.
Even joking.
Did I tell you we had the trifecta about 2 weeks ago?
What's that?
The Amazon truck pulled up.
Oh God.
Not more than 10 minutes later, the FedEx truck pulled up. And then less than an hour later, the UPS truck pulled up.
What would happen if they all showed up at the same time? There'd be like a knife fight between.
I think that's like when all the worlds align and we just go into kind of a vortex.
Do you think they just like start dancing together? Like, oh yeah, we're all going to the same house. They high five at the same time.
Hey, are you using the CP7 Niner 4.6 barcode scanner? Yeah, no, I got the 714 one.
Oh, man, I don't know about you, but my van is badass.
So collectively across the country, how much do you think we're spending on this Black Friday weekend?
I'm going to go, you know what? It's hard this year. For some strange reason, I just get this gut instinct that people aren't going to spend as much this year. So I'm going to go Black Friday.
All weekend.
$250 million.
Way low. Across the country?
I'm way low?
Yeah.
Oh, across the country? Okay, I thought we were talking about
Georgia. Not just you, and you're the Johnson household. $250 million.
Yeah, listen, we like to go big. We like to go big. We like Amazon to come to just our house. Okay, let's go with $1 billion.
$5 billion.
Five with a B?
Five with a B.
Golly, I got to brush. I got to tighten up. I got to be better on those.
Jeez. Okay, and finally here. So with the holidays here.
Okay.
And this is where I want to get a little bit of your financial advice on this one. Mm-hmm. All the families, the kids, the grandkids, the relatives all coming over, staying at the house for a couple of days. But what about to the parents that we want to talk to and the grandparents that are supporting adult children?
Yeah.
Savings.com survey found that on average, parents are giving their kids $1,000 per month for expenses like food, health insurance, rent, even cell phones. Some people even say they put their kids' interest ahead of their own financial security.
Yeah.
So to the parents this weekend that the kids are still hanging out, living in the basement, you're still helping pay their bills. What do you want to tell them?
I see it. I understand that they want to be a good parent, but also being a good parent is knowing when to shove the kids off the dock.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, the baby bird's got to figure out if it can fly, right? And it's just the forces of nature. I would tell everybody, if you are supporting your children, you know, listen, if they have a hardship and it's coming on, you're just supporting them temporarily, got it. This doesn't apply to you guys. But for those of you who have a 50-year-old in your basement playing video games and hasn't taken a shower in a week, I would highly recommend that you start separating yourself from that situation, because if you can't take care of yourself, it's going to be hard to take care of them, and everybody should be able to go get it on their own. That's the whole point of doing this, right? You know, maybe it's just my way of being and my perspective on things, but I was always taught to go get it. I don't like seeing people waste their lives or incidentally wait for others to die in order so they can be free, right? Or, you know, successful or have money. I see it a lot in my industry. It's not the greatest thing to see. I mean, it's the other side of the coin that investment advisors don't like to talk about, but there is an appropriate time, you know, to cut the cord, right? And you can be a good parent and show some tough love and get them out there too. Because, you know, when you have that, you know, older child, if you will, or has Peter Pan syndrome or whatever you want to call it, well, that's going to hold you back from taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, at some point in time, people need to become adults and take care of themselves too. Nothing right or wrong about it. It's just my perspective on it. You know, you got to, you know, however you want a parent is obviously up to you. But, you know, for the sake of your family, it's better if you just teach them, hey, to go, you know, make a dollar on your own.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still see it to this day. It's, you know, and like I said, nothing right or wrong about it. But my personal opinion is, hey, you know, it's time for you to go get it together. And look, life passes you by. Like if you're like in your, you know, 40s and you're still kind of, you had a failure to launch, you're going to have a hard time. You have a hard go of it. And the longer you wait, you know, before you get your life together, the harder it's going to be to put it, you know, and you're behind. You know, it takes a whole lifetime of saving and investing in order to have the lifestyle you want to in retirement. So you're behind the eight ball. So,
you can build a plan. We've got about a minute left here in the segment, Eric Johnson, but you can help build a plan so that if I still want to help my kids as needed, you know, maybe they've stumbled a little bit, maybe situations out of their control, you can still build a plan to say, yeah, I can put this to the side for them.
Oh, no, absolutely. So, I mean, listen, it's no different than planning for a wedding, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, planning for college or something for your children when they're in the phase of you still actually raising them. But you also should come up with a plan, you know, to make sure that they're not mooching off of the rest of your life.
Right.
Unless that's something you want to do. I mean, it's listen, I never judge anybody. Some people are okay with that. If that's your plan, hey, who am I, right? But you know, for most of us out there with children, I think we would want the best for them. And I don't think sitting in a basement wasting time is what people's idea of, you know, a good lifestyle for your kid is.
Yeah. The mooching plan is not very well received at the Hoffman Financial Group.
Well, whatever you want to call it, but, you know, time is precious.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing that's free that we all have, but what is very expensive in the past because you never get it back, right? So you want to maximize what you're doing. And I don't know many parents that don't want to see their children succeed.
Yeah.
So I would say, listen, if you are in that situation or it's not a temporary situation, it's just a fact that this is how they are a human being. Sometimes a little tough love is needed, right? It's okay.
And you know what? There is nothing wrong with helping out your kids. That's not what we're saying right here. Nothing wrong with helping out your kids, you know, as you grow older, but you also need to take care of yourself as well.
Yeah.
And let's create that plan. It all begins with a phone call, 404-640-5511. Let's begin that conversation so you can make sure that your kids are taken care of while you're here and when you pass. But also, let's make sure that you have the retirement that you've been wanting, wishing, dreaming of your entire life. 404-640-5511. That initial consultation, no cost, no obligation to you. It's that portfolio x-ray from Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. Always get all this information. UnleashYourMoney.com. When we get back, it's one of the most overlooked aspects of retirement planning. We'll discuss that and more. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.
Getting Uncle Sam out of your pocket. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
404-640-5511. That's how you reach out to Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. Take advantage of that complimentary portfolio x-ray. Appreciate you listening to Money Unleashed this weekend. And of course, if you missed anything, we invite you to download the Money Unleashed podcast. You can find it on the Extra 106.3 app. Appreciate you listening this weekend. So, Eric Johnson, we were talking in that last segment about midterm elections are officially behind. Well,
kind of.
I keep wanting to say officially, but we're not done yet.
We still got to go back and do it again. Maybe it's wishful thinking.
But yeah. With the bulk of the midterms behind us, for the past 6 months, 8 months, the current administration has been tiptoeing around the term recession, where even though we're technically in a recession, everyone comes out and says, and the Biden administration say, no, we're not officially in a recession. Yeah, well, maybe, but look at the jobs numbers. Well, no, technically we're not. But I think now that we've moved past Election Day, are they officially going to come out and say that we're in a recession?
Well, if I'm a betting man, and I am, I would bet they would. Mm-hmm. And because so this has been, and we've talked about this before. So, you know, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, people, you know, go with your gut, right? Yeah. So everybody I sit down with is like, yeah, well, hell yeah, we're in a recession. Got it. What I would tell you is I think it's been kind of like a little bit, you know, look over here and then boom, something happens over here.
Yeah.
And the longer you can convince enough people that we're not in a recession while you're actually in one, then when you say we're actually in a recession and all of a sudden everything comes out of it, you could say, oh, look at the soft landing we've engineered and oh, look how good we've done. And oh, Jerome Powell, you're amazing. And everybody should be reelected and let's turn into China and let's do all these things. So I think they're gonna, and I think they have to at a certain point in time. But you and I both know, I mean, you know, once the votes are tallied up, that's when all of the debauchery happens.
Yeah.
Everyone remember last election? What happened immediately after that?
What'd the market do?
Well, the market didn't do anything, but I tell you what we did. We pulled out of Afghanistan, left high-tech military equipment over to the Taliban, who then in turn sold it to China. Why? Because they want to look at our Blackhawks, so when they try to swipe Taiwan next, they can figure out how to neutralize them, right? So wouldn't it, I mean, that war in Crimea has been going on for, since like 2014. You're telling me our government didn't know about that?
Right.
Maybe they should have taken all those all that stuff and moved it over to Ukraine instead of sending money over there to help them. Maybe they should have done that.
Again. I mean, you're bringing it heavy.
Really
this week,
weird. Like, wow, we left all that over there when we could have just simply, and they said, oh, it would have cost too much to bring it back to the United States of America. Well, you're sending billions of dollars over to Ukraine. Don't you think we could have taken that stuff and moved it over there? All the problems solved. No,
I don't want Walker.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just a guy who pays attention to history.
I don't want Walker or, Warnock. I want Eric Johnson. I'm writing you in. You seem to have your finger on the pulse of what's happening right now.
You know, I hate to say this, but I've heard that many times before, and I've got two little daughters, and I love them very much, and they don't deserve that.
Amen, brother.
I'm a full-time dad, and the world cannot have me yet.
So talk to me about what we can be doing, though, because as you say, that there's a real chance that now they're going to come out and say, all right, we are in a recession, so what do we need to be doing, Eric Johnson? That's
just a guess by me. I mean, they could still continue to play the games and like, oh, look at this and look at that. But however, what I'd tell you is this, is get ready for it. Mm-hmm. We sit there and talk about the six P's all the time. This is no different. Like, get ahead of it, right? Like, it's like anything else in life that you feel is important. And everybody does it on a certain level, is get ahead of it. Like, go get your portfolio checked. Figure out if your job is in good standings. Like, figure out, like, what's going to happen with you. And if, especially if you're 5 to 6 years away from retiring, guess what, people? You're in the retirement red zone. So don't procrastinate. That never solves anything. Is be proactive. I be proactive in getting my daughters out the door on time so they're not late. I'd be proactive. Like, how do I do that? I make lunch the night before. Whoop, shocker. So I wake up and say, hey, where's your lunchbox? Boop, put it in there and we're off. Now, I know I just kind of give you guys a little insight of how I prepare my daughters for getting out the door, but I mean, you can line up. It's the same thing with your portfolio. If you've been doing the ostrich your whole life, throwing money in every 2 weeks and just praying that there's going to be more money at the end, that might have done you well. It might have done you not well up until now. Well, you have no idea what you're capable of doing in retirement, because let me tell you something. A retirement plan, everybody out there in radio world, is completely different than an accumulation plan. Now, yes, you could have some portions of your plan designed for accumulation, but, nine times out of ten when I'm sitting down with somebody, the switch is flipped for them, and they're like, hey, we're not trying to, buy marijuana stocks or Tesla before it's profitable, right? We want to retain what we have and supplement our income with Social Security and pensions if you're blessed enough to have it. So it's a completely different animal, if you will. And yes, you always will have some money in the market because inflation's out of control, but you have to get ahead of it. You have to go talk to somebody who's going to have the ability to show you where you're at, where you need to go next, and how to convert that into an income plan so you can stop watching the news.
Right.
Because, I mean, for my clients, my goal is, hey, you know what? A green day should not be a good day in retirement and a red day be a bad day. Every day should be a good day.
Yeah.
And you should be spending time outside getting fresh air and not listening to people throwing their terrible outrage on you about what's happening. I mean, listen, every 2 years we have the ability to do something, and that's all we can do.
Yeah.
So stop wasting your energy on what, this country's going down. Okay, maybe. But you know what?
What are you doing to make it better?
Yeah, what can you do to make it better?
That's right.
Right? Except toil over it and say, can you believe this? I hate it when people come in and say, can you believe this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe someone said that? Yeah, I can,
actually. It takes a lot to shock me these days.
Yeah, it does take a lot. But listen, everyone, take it with a grain of salt, right? Politics have been crappy for, since the dawn of time.
Right.
Right. Nothing's changed. The problem is ignorance is bliss, and we know too much now.
Right.
That's the problem, right? Back before, social media and media and all this exploded in our faces, it was just, that's election time. Okay.
Well, with each round of an election cycle, you have a new grouping of 18 to 22-year-olds who this is their first experience. And now with social media, now they're getting their first taste of it. But now
also
you get
true.
To hear their views and their viewpoints. And I know this sounds very get off my lawn, old man complaining about politics, but that's what this cycle has felt like this year.
Yeah, there's a bunch of that out there, too. Yep. But, politics aside, I say this all the time and I'll say it again. I don't care if you're blue. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're red. I only care about the green. If you want to figure out what's going on, figure out your portfolio.
Yeah.
Because, money's not everything, Mark, but it's right up there with oxygen.
And if you don't have enough or you think you might outlive your money, it's really important to put together a plan that can make sure that you don't outlive your money. Or if legacy is important, that you can still live the lifestyle you develop for yourself and still leave something to your loved ones, right? Yeah. So it all comes down to the six P's. Proper plan prevents piss poor performance. If you think something's coming down the pike and you don't know what's happening, or you've got a shorter time horizon than most, then yes, you need to get in with somebody that you could have a conversation with and analyze where you're at and then figure out where you need to go. And if that's an income plan, great. If that's a safe growth plan, if it's a one-year plan just to make sure we don't lose any money and then hop back on the train when the time is right, then maybe that's the plan.
Yeah.
But you got to find somebody who's going to help you do that, because let me tell you something. The difference between a retail investor, a day trader, and a professional, the difference in what they know is vast. And incredibly, it's crazy. Like the arrows that I have in my quiver to help create income for people, nobody's heard of them before. Why doesn't everybody do this? Well, they do if they go talk to somebody.
Right.
Got to figure out somebody who knows what they're doing.
But it all starts with picking up the phone and making the phone call.
That's where it starts.
And it's almost like people are intimidated to do that. And what we do every weekend here on Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson, we just try to help you understand that these are some of the conversations that you're going to have. That Eric Johnson, he's a human being just like you are. He's a dad. He's a father. He's a husband. He's a friend. He lives here. He works here. He plays here. He understands the community. These are the conversations you're going to have when you set up that portfolio x-ray with Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. No cost, no obligation to you. 404-640-5511. One more time. 404-640-5511. Couple of pieces of information. We'll get you on the calendar to sit down with Eric Johnson to continue these conversations to help, and I love this, to help with the six P's, which are
proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
There it is. UnleashYourMoney.com for more information about the Hoffman Financial Group. You said something a couple of seconds ago,
yeah,
Eric Johnson, about a soft landing. And this is just a pure educate me. Mark Owens talking, educate me. When you hear about that, we've had to deal with the Fed raising the interest rates to help curb inflation to lead to a soft landing. Smarten me up.
Yeah, man, no problem. So when you hear the powers that be talking about a soft landing, they're talking about what type of recession are we going to experience? Are we going to experience a deep one, mm-hmm, where we see tons of layoffs and all these businesses pulling back and people losing their jobs? And that might be the price we have to pay for all the money that we dumped on the bullet hole wound of, you know, with the Band-Aid for COVID, right? Mm-hmm. That might be the price we have to pay. Now, they're talking about, like, is it going to be a deep, bad long-term recession that we're going to have to fight years to get out of? Or is it going to be a soft one where, yes, we see some layoffs, yes, we see some contraction on these businesses, yes, we see target prices on all these companies come down where they need to be, right? And that has to happen, incidentally, everybody, for us to get into a new bull market. So don't be like, oh, I don't want that to happen. You do right. want that to happen. It has to happen, but they're just talking about how bad will it be. And when they say soft landing, that's just a nice soft way of saying, oh, we're kind of in a recession, but now we're not, right? You know, like, oh, we're in a recession, but it was so soft you didn't even feel it, which is right. why my perspective and my guess is that they're trying to tell everybody we're not in a recession while we're in one. So then, you know, the longer they can get away with that, mm-hmm, then you can line up the thesis of telling everybody, oh, well, look at what a soft recession we've engineered, and we're such, you know, amazing financial economists and stuff like that. So that's all it means. All it means is, hey, this is not as bad as it could be.
Okay. And right. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. And if you hear something on this weekend show you need some clarity on, 404-640-5511. This is a no judgment zone here on Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. They want to educate. They want to inform the community. Again, that's why that initial consultation, no cost, no obligation to you. 404-640-5511. Always online at unleashyourmoney.com. And so did you see that Meta, the parent company of Facebook?
I did.
11,000 employees later.
Yeah.
So it seems to be going around the tech industry right now.
Yep. Big cap tech, all those companies. Well,
even this time of the year, Amazon said that they're at a corporate hiring freeze right now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Amazon was just a cash cow, but they're trying to tighten up some of their...
Well, listen, when those margins start getting tight, they're going to start doing some of these things. And everybody, I just want to say this. If you work for these companies, you get laid off, I'm really sorry. That stinks, mm-hmm, right? Nobody, I hate hearing people getting laid off for silly reasons, if it's just super overextending. But what everyone has to understand is when the economic backdrop, when the economy is expanding, those companies are going to reinvest into themselves and they're going to take on more employees they could have if it was just a normal or a poor market, right? Well, conversely, what I want everyone to understand is, yes, if you've been laid off, if you worked for Meta or Twitter or any of these other companies that have been laying people off, Coinbase or these other companies, I'm sorry, that stinks. Go look for another job, please, right, number one. And number two, that is the natural progression of what happens when you are in a recession. It starts with the jobs coming down. It starts with contraction of the companies. It's just a natural cycle. And that's how we gauge what's going to happen next. Like, we need to see these companies. Basically, it's like taking a wild stallion, slap it on the backside, and open up the gate. That's what stocks have been for the past 2 years, if that makes any sense, right? Yeah. Well, now we got to get those stallions back in the stable. And part of doing that is watching these layoffs happen and watching price targets coming down and watching these companies contract till they get to a certain point, and then they could find a new bottom and then they could start building again. And that's just, in a nutshell, is just a basic cycle, right? We just got done, and everyone loves the up cycle. Everyone hates the down cycle. But if you have to understand what happens inside these cycles, then you could start figuring out, okay, what happens next, right? So what we're experiencing is all the things that happen in a recession, quack, quack, right?
Yeah.
So we're experiencing right now, and again, this is just a pure speculation, yes, on my part, but once the votes are tallied up, then all the crap happens to the regular people again, because they don't need us again, right? Let's think about it from the 535 people we're trying to elect to run our country, big eye roll. Right. Okay. So big eye roll over. You can't see my eyes, but
an audio thought.
I don't know if they're coming back. I rolled them right back. I don't know if they're coming back.
Well, let me ask you this. If you are part of the community right now that got laid off, or maybe, you know, you don't have to be in the tech company. Maybe you're working for a company and there's all these hints and rumors that layoffs could be coming.
Get ahead of it, man.
Yeah. What's your advice?
Get ahead of it. Like, okay, well, if you hear there might be big layoffs, are you just going to wait to get laid off? Or are you going to start dipping your toe in the water and getting ahead of your competition? Because let's look at Meta, for instance. There's 11,000 people who are relatively smart human beings working for a tech company. You don't think they need jobs too?
Right.
Get in there first. Like, get plan for it. Six P's. I could say this I'm going to say it until it blew in the face. It works for every phase of your life. You hear, oh man, I don't know, we're going to have a bad quarter and they might be laying some people off, I'd be making sure that I'm going to, you know, flip to a company that's going to have some, you know, number one, want me, and number two, have the ability to have me, right? And there's still jobs out there, everybody. I mean, just because companies are cutting, that's one thing. It doesn't mean they're all cutting. Yeah. You know, jobs are always going to be needed. Now, just how many is going to be available is going to be a problem. And if we start seeing all of these companies cutting at the same time, then that's when you're going to start seeing the max pain, right? That's when you're going to start seeing everybody saying, we are definitely in a recession. And I think probably sometime, I don't think you're going to see it at the end of this year, but I think sometime, you know, beginning next year, you might see the current powers that be acquiesce to the notion that we're already in one.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, but I would just tell you, hey, listen, everybody, it's like everything else. Like, get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Like, make sure your money's right. Like, only you. Like, everyone's worried about the macroeconomics of the world, when in all actuality, the only thing that you can really affect is the economy and the four walls of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that means it's on you to take care of your money. It's on you to make sure your family have income. It's on you to make sure that you're fighting inflation properly. And it's also on you to make sure that if your bonds aren't working, you got to figure out what makes it work.
Yeah.
Right. So, yes, you can worry about what's happening in the world, but we all have to worry about what's happening inside the four walls of our home. So for me, it's my wife, my two children, and my dog. Right. And Nana down the street, you know, Nana lives down the street too. So I take care of her too. It's fine. But hey, listen, you got to make sure Nana's okay. But you got to take care of your own money. You got to take care of your house, right? Like, your house is what you control. Uh-huh. So can control what you can control in the best way possible. And look, sometimes you need help, right? Sometimes you need help managing that house.
Then what would you say to someone as we talk this weekend about record high inflation, interest rates, people losing their jobs, when sometimes it feels like things are out of control? How do you take the emotions out when you build a portfolio, when you build a plan?
Well, when you have a game plan, it creates confidence. And when you work that game plan, it creates more confidence. And you know that your protection is actually going to protect you. Because if you got two eyeballs in the heartbeat right now, this is the worst thing you've ever been through.
Yeah.
This is the third time in economic history that stocks, or equities, if you will, and bonds have gone down at the same time. And the only time worse than this, everybody, is 1932. I don't know too many people that lived through that or lucid through that, right? So this is the worst thing they've ever experienced. You got to get ahead of it, and you got to make sure that you take care of what you are able to take care of. And if you haven't been taking care of your money, you're just going to work, maybe it's time to take a different perspective on that. So, you know, my job is to give you percentage and perspective is to give you the real, like, yes, it's my job to make you money. It's my job to make sure you spend your money properly. But also, you know, we're surrounded by all this negativity in the media, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's my job to point out the good things that are out there, too. There's always an other side of the coin, right? But you're only seeing one side, which is tails right now. I like to show you heads, too. Like, hey, if this happens, this could happen. If that happens, this could happen. And that war in Ukraine is not going to last forever.
Yeah.
And China can't stay shut down for COVID forever. The rest of the world seems to be moving on quite nicely. But, you know, communist leaders don't like to be wrong, so they can't admit that they're wrong, so they're going to punish their people to show you how right they are, right? But that's just the reality of things. Those things aren't going to last forever. Joe Biden's not going to be the president forever, right? You know, this is nothing is forever.
Right. But you have to have a plan for what comes next.
Listen, if you have a rock-solid plan and you realize and you see it working— you can take all that stress of your money right out of the equation, especially if you got somebody that knows what they're doing, that's working that plan properly, and you start seeing the results of that plan, then guess what? That's like an 800-pound gorilla off your back. And, you know, my guy's got me taken care of. I'm on track. I'm looking good. My income's going to be this. That, let me tell you something. Life gets a heck of a lot easier, Mark. I challenge everybody out there.
Okay.
If you have a good plan and you know it's working, and you understand what I'm talking about, that the safety is there, and you understand that you're not losing or you're still up even after all this carnage this year, it's amazing how much more effective you are at work.
Yeah.
It's amazing about how effective you are with your family at home. Your life is better because it's one less worry. And yes, money, it might not be at the forefront, but I guarantee you everybody thinks about money once or twice a day.
Yeah.
Right. And when that is taken out of the equation and you know that you've got what you need, you got the game won and you have an income plan that's working for you, life gets really cool.
Well, because you also have that confidence, too, because, you know, if something happens, if I do get laid off, I've got that confidence, that plan behind me that's going to protect me until I begin the next chapter.
Oh, I got laid off. Great. You know what? I told my advisor 6 months ago, and I have an income stream to replace my until I find my next job.
That's right.
Yeah.
404-640-5511 to build that confidence with the complimentary portfolio x-ray from Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. Got about 2 minutes left, and we kind of got off track there as we're talking about, you know, the possibility of getting laid off and the recession. And the upcoming recessions, which may or may not get worse, depending on who you ask.
Right.
But have you heard from people that did get laid off? And you don't have to use specific names, but they walked away and they said, getting severance package, getting future endeavored was the best thing that could have happened to me.
I had a gentleman, he was in the Air Force for 35 years, made full bird, hit colonel, was making great money. He left. He's left his money in his TSP, and he's at a target date fund. You know how I feel about those. Yuck. Right. He's also got another couple of accounts. He's got about $1 million, and he's working at Kroger to make ends meet to pay taxes. And I'm looking at him going, you know, I know it was tough leaving the military, and I know you're working because it, you know, it gets you off the honeydew list. We all know we have a honeydew list, right? So he was tired of doing that, so he went to go work a little bit. I was like, but what if I told you that you could actually give yourself a raise right now, retain your principal, and only work if you want to? And his eyes got as big as saucers, and I'm like, because I'm telling you right now, you got the game won, whether you know it or not. You just need to do something sharp with this. You know, and I see people all the time, right? So it's just, it doesn't matter. You know, the conversations we have, you know, it's amazing that you could actually see the monkey hop off their back and run out the door.
Yeah.
When they're like, wow, I had no idea I could do this. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, let me see what I can put together for you and let's make this happen, right? So sometimes, and people don't understand this, you can give yourself a raise in retirement. Like, but you have to do something sharp with your money. You can't just be buying and holding for the rest of your life, because the last time I checked, I still pay my bills in dollars, right? Yeah. So don't get enamored with what type of positions you have. Or, oh, I love Apple, right? Well, I love Apple too, but I also like money. So, I you know, and if you have money, you can buy more Apples.
Yeah.
I would tell everybody, don't fall in love with your positions, right? Like, that's probably rule number one I tell all retail investors out there, because they're all just widgets.
Yeah.
Right? You know, yeah, I love Apple too. We all love Apple. But if Apple goes down 10%, and then you buy more if it goes up 20%. What's the difference of that versus a chip stock making 20%? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about the money that you have, not what it's in, right? And you have confidence about what it's in too, but that's where I'd tell you, don't let that fool you a little bit. You know, just understand it's about the numbers, it's about the money, and sometimes changes are good.
Blessings in disguises.
Well, and that's the thing. So it was a blessing for this gentleman. He's a great dude, and he was bummed that he got let go, and he's had to work at Kroger. And I'm like, brother, I was like, this is going to be the best day. I was like, how long have you been laid off for? He's like, well, I've been laid off for, you know, good about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I was like, guess what? You retire next week.
Yeah.
If you want to. And he just, I could see this.
That next chapter. Then
he looks at his wife, and they look at each other like, oh, my gosh, okay, I'm so glad we came in here. Why did we? What? They all say this. I wish I would have came here 10 years ago. And guys, there's a reason why the windshield's bigger than the rearview mirror. I hear that all the time. It's great. We're not going to focus on that rearview mirror because you know what? You can't move forward if you're looking backwards. So just figure out what you got, and sometimes you'd be pleasantly surprised. And listen, it doesn't take millions of dollars to have a successful retirement plan.
Right.
I see somebody with $400,000 or $500,000. I can make a mystical plan for them. And then I get some people coming in with really nice sized portfolios I can't help.
I think the point being, too, is that every plan is different.
Yes.
Every single plan is different.
As it should be.
As it should be. And they're going to customize a plan for you. Or maybe you have a plan and you've kind of taken a beating over the past year, year and a half with the down market. And you need to see what adjustments need to be made. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a portfolio X-ray from Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group. And it's available when you call 404-640-5511. Couple of pieces of information will get you on the calendar to sit down with Eric Johnson. It's at no cost, no obligation to you. When we get back, hey, congrats, you're living longer. But the bad news is you're living longer. We'll get to that plus more. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
Notes involve risks not associated with investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit ratings or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
Busting myths and changing the financial industry. This is Money Unleashed with Eric Johnson.
UnleashYourMoney.com to meet the team from the Hoffman Financial Group to set up that initial consultation. Eric Johnson, where can we find the Hoffman Financial Group?
Oh, we are all over Atlanta, guys. So, okay, home office is in the Avalon and up in Alpharetta. And then we've got regional offices where advisors will go to meet people to be closer to them. So we have one in Duluth. We've got one in the Queen Building, Sandy Springs. We've got one by appointment over in Kennesaw. We also have one at Fayetteville. We have also one in Conyers as well. So we feel like we've got a nice spread across the city for the folks in the south side, east side, and the north side. So if you call in, you know, whatever is most convenient for you, just let our team know and we'll get you hooked up to the closest location. I would recommend that everybody try the Avalon office out.
Because it's pretty.
Well, is it pretty? Yes. But, I mean, you know what? When you walk into an advisory team, I want to feel the energy. We get the best team. And it's always positive. There's a good buzz going on. Everyone's got a smile on their face. We're helping people out. And I want people to meet the analysts that we have working with us. I want people to meet the operations team. It's, you know, it's their job to get the paperwork done and money moved over for them. I want them to meet the other advisors and kind of feel the vibe. If you've got an extra minute or two, if it's out of your way, do the Avalon office to get a true feel of how we work.
You're 100% right. It's so good to meet the entire team because everyone's going to be working with you and for you. So unleashyourmoney.com to see the locations of the Hoffman Financial Group and always 404-640-5511. Before we get out of here this weekend, there was a study that showed that, hey, we're living longer. That's great news. But we're living longer.
Oops.
That could be bad news. So as you're building plans out, are you finding yourself that you're having to go back and, you know, readjust them a little bit because we're living a little bit longer than
always.
We expected to because maybe we need a little more risk or a little less risk because of our lifespans?
Well, you know, listen, there's no set targets in this world. So absolutely we're doing that. And what I would tell you is this is everyone's a little bit different, right? So when we create plans for people, we always make sure they're tweakable. Mm-hmm. Like if we 3 years ago, this income was good, but now we need more income. We want to make sure that we can add to that and make it for people. Or if you're like, hey, you know what? You know, listen, I've got extra funds and I want them to grow. When you get more risk, you can do that too. But what I tell you is everything is different for everybody, right? So that's a case-by-case basis, right? I have some people like, you know, we're on cruise control. There's nothing to change. And then I got some people, you know, like, we're taking advantage of these little bull traps. Like, you know, we're trimming positions on the way up and waiting for it to go down because maybe they got 3 years left and they're worried about their retirement plans. But, yeah, when people are living longer, what I would tell you is what nobody wants to have happen is you outlive your money.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's
still the
worst case.
Still the number one fear.
Number one fear is outliving their money. And if we're living longer, you got to either save more, spend less, or plan better. Right? Now, I can't help you with the first two. But the plan better part,
We got that all day, right? And so that's why we're constantly on this show trying to help people understand what's going on in the financial world, help people what's going on with the economics and the politics of things, because it helps with the money. And so that's why we say, listen, there's no wrong time to come in and get a portfolio x-ray. There's no wrong time to sit down with somebody and have a chat about where you're at. Listen, if you're doing great, I'm going to pat you on the back, say, hey, man, thanks for coming in. You're doing great. Rock and roll.
Right on.
If there's something for me that I would change, if I was your advisor, I'm going to let you know and let you make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
But that you'll never know unless you pick up the phone or go online and check us or somebody out to go to look at your information and say, all right, this is where you're at. This is where you need to go. And we've got this long to do it.
Yeah.
Right. So everybody's a little bit different. You know, some people need to get a little more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people got, you know, caught with the pants down.
Yeah.
That's the best analogy I can give you on that one, because, you know, up until, you know, January 3rd of this year, everything was hunky-dory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a handful of people, just like everybody else in this industry, that were trying to retire at the end of 2022. And my job's not to push sunshine and lollipops on you. My job's to tell you what you need to do to retire as financially, fiscally, responsibly as possible. And sometimes that's working longer.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's getting more aggressive with your funds. Now, I will tell you this. Getting more aggressive right now is a not good game you want to play.
Okay.
Right? I wouldn't be putting any additional money into equities just yet. I think we have another bottom coming. It's potential. You could see S&P 500 touch and bounce off of 3,200 a couple times. And let me just, for everybody out there who doesn't realize what that means, is that's like an extra 10-15% from the lows of, you know, 3,500 we experienced a couple weeks ago. Right? So there's still more pain that needs to be baked into this sucker before you can, you know, wave the white flag and say, okay, we're in a bull market cycle. I think we're 12 to 18 months away from having this unwound, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to get more aggressive, you can do that, but you're going to do it the best way possible, right? And so you want to do it smartly. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Right.
Right? So you want to make your money work smarter, not harder for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want to make it work smarter.
404-640-5511. That's how you reach out to Eric Johnson and the team of the Hoffman Financial Group to schedule that complimentary portfolio x-ray. We do not want you to run out of money in retirement, but it begins with the conversation to put that plan together. 404-640-5511. Always no cost, no obligation to you. More information about the Hoffman Financial Group, unleashyourmoney.com. Eric Johnson, appreciate the information and the education this weekend. We will be back next Saturday at 2 p.m. But before we get out of here, Eric Johnson, let's give you the final word.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. And look, now's the proper time to get your portfolio taken a look at. Feel free to give us a call, 404-640-5511. Everyone, have a great weekend.
The opinions expressed by Eric Johnson and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it's suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subject covered. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, RWA, a registered investment advisor. RWA and the Hoffman Financial Group are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.